There have been extraordinary scenes in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv, where members of two intelligence agencies opened fire on each other. No lives were lost, but one person was seriously injured. President Zelensky has given the chiefs of both organisations a serious dressing down. From Kyiv, our diplomatic correspondent James Landale sent this report.
Gunfire on the streets of Kyiv in the early hours of this morning. But this was no Russian attack. Instead, a sustained exchange of fire between Ukrainian state officials, apparently members of rival intelligence agencies. On one side, the so-called SBU, Ukraine Security Service, broadly equivalent to MI5. On the other, a body called GUR, Ukraine's military intelligence. What happened and why is unclear and disputed, but it appears to center on a man called Stepan Kaplunov, deputy commander of a paramilitary group of Russians who oppose President Putin and fight for Ukraine. The Russian Volunteer Corps is ostensibly controlled by GUR military intelligence, but the SBU security services reportedly detained and questioned Kaplunov. They also tried to search his apartment in eastern Kyiv, but there were members of GUR outside who allegedly blocked their way. This led to a confrontation and a firefight between both sides. Three men were reportedly injured, one seriously. An official inquiry has been opened, and a spokesman for President Zelensky said he had taken the chiefs of both agencies to task. But for Ukraine's leader and his allies, a reminder that this country may be united against Russia, but it retains institutional and political divisions that have never gone away.
Very warm welcome to you. This is RT International with the latest world news update. It's great to have you with us. Well, our top story, Vladimir Zelensky has vowed to fire the deputy heads of Ukraine's security and intelligence agencies. It's following a shootout between the rival organizations on Wednesday. That's as more details of the feud have emerged, with the Ukrainian deputy commander of a neo-Nazi unit linked to military intelligence claiming he was kidnapped by Kyiv's security services.
I, Stepan Kaplunov, was abducted by the security service of Ukraine officers on August 23rd. According to our information, for the first 3 days, I was interrogated directly by General Pokrov through the use of physical and psychological pressure. They attempted to force me to discredit deputy commander of the special unit Tima, Dmitry Ivanov, and Kirill Udonov in order to falsely implicate them in cooperation with the FSB. Furthermore, in my absence, we possess video evidence showing that SBU officers attempted to enter my residents to plant unknown items. They entered carrying large sports bags. Our side has filed an appeal with the State Bureau of Investigation to investigate this situation.
Here you basically have the SBU who snatch and detain a man they claim was working for the FSB, apparently, to kill a politician. And then they go on to release him saying, well, he confessed and cooperated, so we're letting him go, which is weird in itself. Again, and then he comes out saying, well, I was forced to say that, to confess to that by the SBU. So it's unclear what will happen to him now, because he is out there free, and now he's saying, he's done a U-turn saying all these things. But let's talk about the man of the hour, who he is to begin with. So we're talking about Stepan Kaplunov, and he is the deputy commander of the Russian Volunteer Corps. And this is considered a terrorist organization here in Russia, where as in Ukraine, it's actually a neo-Nazi unit that is within Ukraine's military intelligence. Now, the security services, the SBU, they claim that this was an FSB plot, apparently, that this man was involved to assassinate Ahmed Zakayev. Now, he's this infamous Russian opposition figure. And of course, it's Kyiv who calls him a Russian opposition figure, because he's really much more than that here in Russia. He's actually been prosecuted of grave crimes, and they include, for example, murders of military personnel, law enforcement, civilians. There was even hostage taking. So this is the kind of man that Kyiv proclaims to be some sort of a savior, where in fact we're talking about a criminal here. And this is the one that supposedly Kaplunov was trying to kill on behalf of Russia's FSB. He went on to confess and admit that supposedly he has contacts with the FSB and that he provided some information that led to the wider discovery of some sort of a network. And we can see actually his original confession before he made that U-turn.
A person from the territory of the Russian Federation approached me, acting in the interest of the Federal Security Service with the aim of recruiting me to perform active measures to liquidate members of the Defense Forces of Ukraine and other individuals.
And then he came out and had a completely different story, saying all of that were lies and that he was forced and psychologically pressured and blackmailed to say all of that by the SBU.
As mentioned, there was a shooting in Kyiv on Wednesday. Can you update us? What do we know about it? How did it all happen?
Well, at first, on Wednesday, we saw that in central Kyiv, videos started emerging showing the shootout. At first, it looked like two groups of soldiers aggressively approaching each other, and then shots were fired. And then we found out that actually this was the two spy groups, the two units within Ukraine's spy agencies, the GUR, as well, as we said, and the SBU, so the security services, as well as military intelligence. And again, this was over an apartment search of Stepan Kaplunov. And Kaplunov says, actually, this is an attempt by the SBU to discredit GUR. And that is how we got there. And that is why GUR showed up there as well, because they took Kaplunov and they wanted to be there and address what the hell was going on and what they were doing. And then again, shots were fired or hell broke loose. Kaplunov himself says he didn't see who fired the first shots, but we have an Ukrainian MP who claims it was an SBU agent who fired the first shot. And actually, that agent was involved in the shooting of a war agent back in 2022, which would be fascinating if that is indeed the case.
Ruslan Kaganets, one of the commanders of Timur unit, published a post. In it, he also mentioned the conflict between the main intelligence directorate and the security services of Ukraine back in 2022, when intelligence agent Denis Kiriev was killed in the center of Kyiv. He claims, and this is unconfirmed information, that today the State Bureau of Investigation detained three special forces officers from the 5th Directorate of Ukraine's security services, one being Alexander Bov, who allegedly fired at the intelligence officers tonight, the same person who killed Denis Kiriev in 2022. Further, what do you know about this?
Well, let's put it this way. The information you have just stated coincides with the information I have as well.
Hold on, may I clarify? It matches ours? You mean that the person who shot Kiriev in 2022 is still currently performing his duties as a part of Ukraine's security services?
We will determine that for certain, but for now, it appears so.
So we have this latest shooting, and then we have the shooting from 2022. And, you know, Marina, one thing is clear here. The GUR and SBU have a long and difficult history against each other.
They absolutely do. And it's always been a competition. It's been a power struggle. We've seen that over the years. And this is where it really gets ridiculous, because the circus really does continue. Despite all that, we all saw the footage. We had statements coming out. Then they released a joint statement. So you have GUR and the SBU, after shooting each other, coming together, releasing a statement saying, well, we were working together to prevent an attempt by Russia's FSB to kill a politician. No mention of their confrontation whatsoever. But you have Zelensky, who did address the confrontation. Interestingly enough, he spoke about the confrontation between the two agencies and nothing about the FSB. And we know how much Zelensky would love to mention the FSB. So the fact that he's not is very interesting. Let's take a listen.
Regarding the current absolutely shameful situation that occurred in Kyiv between separate units of the Security Service of Ukraine and the main Directorate of Intelligence, the Prosecutor General and the State Bureau of Investigation will find out all the details. All the testimonies and statements of the participants in this incident will be checked. The whole situation will be verified step by step. There should be responsibility, including personnel decisions by the heads of special services regarding the participants. And there should be internal investigations in both of those agencies.
So there you have it. This is the kind of mess we're talking about, the kind of mess that we see the West is continuing to sponsor and arm, most importantly of all and dangerously of all, and you have them at each other's throats.